This week in the news, a formidable presidential candidate had this extremely woo-woo thing to say.
And if you look, the CIA is a sock puppet for the military-industrial complex. Its function is to provide a steady pipeline of forever wars for Raytheon and General Dynamics and Northrop Grumman and Boeing and Lockheed. That's who it's working for. It's not working for the American public. My uncle understood that in 1961 when he came into power. 4 months in, during the Bay of Pigs, when he realized he'd been lied to by his agency and by the military brass, he said publicly he took blame for it, but privately he said to his aides, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. But also, the Fed is a captive agency by the banking industry. Jamie Dimon and Larry Fink run the Fed. It's not working for you and me. It's working to flood the canyons of Wall Street with money. That's much more concerning to me than the agency. The agencies have too much power because they're owned by the industry. The agency didn't have too much power when it was working for the American public. But they don't do that. The health agencies are not working for public health. They're working to keep us sick because the group that controls them, the pharmaceutical industry, profits from chronic disease. Now, $4.3 trillion a year we're spending on chronic disease, and nobody's even doing research on it at NIH. So that's a big problem. The pharmaceutical industry, the oil industry, the coal industry, the chemical industry, which I've seen firsthand throughout my career. You know, each of their agencies are captured. They become sock puppets for the industry they're supposed to regulate. All of these agencies are controlled by an industry, and I think that is the biggest threat to American democracy.
Mr. Woo Woo, Broadcasting would like to apologize for the background piano music. That was part of a political ad, and let's get it.
What's going on, my brothers and sisters,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Aunties and uncles,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Monks, Kabbalists,
Mr.
wizards,
Woo-woo.
Mystics,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Sons and daughters of God,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Welcome to Mr. Woo-woo.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Woo-woo podcast. The show does not make any kind of political endorsement, however, that presidential candidate sounds the most woo-woo of the three. Well, pretty much two. It's pretty much between that guy and Trump. Because, you know, Joe Biden is going to go to prison for a long time with that evidence that's coming out right now. But aside from that, and aside from his abuses of power and medical crimes, I'd like to welcome you to the Spring Equinox Show. This is a glorious moment in our cosmos where light and darkness are of an even mixture. And right now, there's glorious things happening. And there's also, like, you know, a Mercury retrograde happening. Glorious weather outside. And three soccer stars collapsing on the field of heart attacks this week. And a tennis player. Nothing to see here. I love that Kennedy actually points out that, like, the activity in the industry that Death Eaters, if you want to call them that, use in order to manipulate the public's consciousness, the power, the resources of the public, it's all through glad-handing and revolving doors. You know, these people sit on that board, then they go to the regulatory agency, and they go, everything you're doing is great, come on in. And there's no real regulation that's been happening in this public for, like, probably, what, 40 years. So I'm glad he pointed that out. The only real downside about Trump, besides, you know, people's personification of his character, is that he is still unaware that those shots are poisonous as fuck and killing tons of people. So, yeah, so far, gotta lean toward the wizards, lean toward people that are speaking in a metaphysical manner, you know. But yeah, Democratic side is hopeless. Without RFK, they're going to get trounced. But that's muggle shit. We don't really care too much about that on this. But it does bring up several important things. And Patrick Bet-David, his podcast is phenomenal. His team is amazing. And the conversations and debates that he has on that show are incredible. So if you like kind of highbrow, you know, multi-topic debate, this guy's kind of like the mogul of our generation. And he has a terrific podcast, asks amazing, deep, probing, and leading questions all at the same time. And the banter there is fantastic. He and I agree completely on this point that we all need to, as our fellow countrymen, and I could say fellow human beings, we need to have a lot of uncomfortable, possibly insulting conversations with one another, where people go, oh, you're a bad person for saying that, or I can't believe you said that, or how dare you. We need those conversations, because those are kind of like the psychological id blocks that are keeping us from progressing as a species, as a society. You know, like right now there's a lot of forces that are actively trying to crumble Western culture, Western society, by flooding it with individuals who aren't here because they're here for the manifest destiny of everything, like where your pursuit of happiness metaphysically and religiously is honored. It's just people that are trying to wreck shit and can't or have no desire to melt. Like America's, we've been trying, and it's finally been reaching a nice peak before 8 million people flooded in. But like where our cultures and our ideas were starting to melt, we're starting to address the really touchy subjects brought up by, you know, gender and transgenderism and reconciling that with religious people and people that are from the realms of psychology. And there was all these really tough conversations that we were just getting into. And then it seemed like all of a sudden now everything is about like the wide gates of military aged young men that were coming across our board. It's not like, you know, it's not like the bleeding heart liberal in me, what that I used to be, like where I'm imagining like women and children trying to struggle with, you know, like I can make a better life for my son or my daughter. Nah, dude, it's 20 or 30 year old dudes that aren't from Latin America that are getting swept up. And now Haiti is, you know, that's going to be another variable of, they're going to have a large influx of people seeking an escape or possibly an invasion. Who knows? Who knows? We're ready for everything here in Mr. Wu podcast, because the Muggles are going crazy. They're going motherfucking crazy. And I don't blame them, because they're trying to shield the public from the ever-widening knowledge that that gene therapy experiment is not going well. And people are fucking waking up to it, to the point where they're not going to even get vaccines. But I digress. That's not why the only thing is going on right now. I mean, I'm just saying that's why they're speeding everything up, why these escalations in wars going forward with like World Economic Forum agendas, why they're basically putting their foot on the gas pedal, is because they know, everyone knows, the jig is up. Japan's already done its research. They already found DNA contamination in multiple papers. They know it's coming. So they need every possible distraction. Whether it's Trump's trials, which is crazy. That's some Banana Republic shit. Like, he shouldn't have done that, because Joe Biden's committed so many crimes, you know, through Hunter or through, like, with China, Ukraine, and Russia, and dealing with them. Like, he should not have gone after his political enemy, because that's absolutely going to come back to hit him. That was crazy. A crazy tactic by a Democrat. You got to understand, I used to be a Democrat. When I was growing up, I grew up in a Democrat family. I thought the Republicans were evil as fuck, because after 9/11, they were evil as fuck. Newt Gingrich and those fucking toads, guys like Dennis Hastert, who turned out to be a sex criminal, you know, fucking little kids. And they're passing bills about families and all this stuff. So the extreme wings of either side of this, though the Democrats, their side didn't rear its head until like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Like the ultra conservatives, those not MAGA people, but like the neocons, guys like John Bolton, that fucking Lorax piece of shit, all those kind of people, like they're war criminals to me. George Bush, Cheney, all those fuckers deserve to go to Guantanamo the rest of their life and be like made to listen to Twisted Sister or something like that, round the clock, whatever. They should deserve like nipple clamps the whole bit, dude. Like they deserve that shit. They destroyed the Middle East for no reason. Like Iraq, you know, even though Hussein was our CIA puppet for a while, like most of them are, like we didn't have to go to Iraq, and we killed a million people. That's why when they start using terms like genocide, I was like, these Americans don't have their fucking head up their ass. They don't know that America, our government anyway, killed 1 million people. And guess how many of those were combatants? Iraq didn't have 1 million motherfuckers in their army. They didn't. Barack Obama was dropping bombs until he ran out of them. He blew up a wedding party to kill one dude, 86 bodies, women, children, to find one guy. Yeah, dude, we have perpetuated, not we, the government, you know, has perpetuated unbelievable fucking things. So we don't got a right to throw around criticisms to other countries, whether it's Russia or fucking Israel, about body counts. The people in this country need to fucking wake the fuck up and own what our country did. Those people weren't punished yet. So anyway, the Republicans did that shit, right? That's when I realized they all work for the same motherfuckers, the military-industrial complex. The Republicans were trying to force all this extra religious shit down everyone's throat. And I love Jesus. I love Christians. I love Muslims. I love Jews. Everyone should. I think our culture is beautiful that we pray to God in different ways. I think it's so cool. And they were just trying to like, no, these Christian conservative initiatives and whatever it was, they were trying to ram it down everyone's throat. And then the Catholic Church got busted for touching kids. A lot of fucking kids. Oops. And they shut the fuck up and clammed the fuck up. All those neocons crawled right up their own fucking asses. Dennis Hastert went to prison. And now he's probably getting railed by a 270-pound dude named Bubba. Love it. All good with it. So I'm like, yay, Democrats are cool. And then Clinton does the Glass-Steagall Act and like deregulates investment banks and regular banks. And I was just like, what the fuck is he doing? Then he do shit about you. Like, look up Uganda. You look up like that body count, whether it's Clinton or Bush or Obama, is in the millions. All these men are evil as fuck. And either side thinks that they've got the good people. No, dude. Lindsey Graham and Nancy Pelosi are the same motherfucker, and they'll only speak the truth when it benefits their side's argument because they're playing football with each other. Those fools on Capitol Hill aren't passing laws to benefit you. They're trying to beat each other in an arm wrestling match. That's why they use football terms. Oh, we're trying to take it down the field. We're trying to all that shit. So the extreme wings of either of these parties is fucking insane and hopefully should be locked up. I can think of a lot of Democrats who are going to get locked up for the shit they pulled during COVID. Whether it was lockdowns or forced vaccinations, all that shit. They're going to get Nuremberg trials. And they'll be shocked when it happens. I can't believe I got arrested. Oh, my God. They're putting me. Oh, my God. They're going to fucking what? Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, you. They're fucked. Dude, both sides got their bullshit. But yeah, Biden, like that dictator speech when he had the red lights behind him. And the military officers, it was like V for Vendetta fucking shit. And he's drugged out of his mind, just trying to focus, squinting, because that's the only part of his cerebrum that's still working. Dude, they got the guy hopped up. You going to vote for that? You going to vote for this fucking guy that let 8 million fucking people in on purpose, flying them to wherever the fuck they want, giving them iPhones? Are you fucking crazy? If you voted for him, I forgive you because you hated Trump. Yo, Trump's personality is rough. You look into his record and you start to go, oh, fuck, that's why this guy's about to win again. I mean, but if you have a pony in the race, you better get with JFK's anti-vax ass right now. Otherwise, your muggle ass is going to lose and you're going to be weeping for 4 years as that reverse tidal wave. All those Trump indictments are going to become Biden indictments. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And he'll go after Fauci, too. Once he finds out that vaccine is nasty, he's going to go after Fauci and be like, this son of a bitch. This guy lied to me. He said we were going warp speed. I told him I wanted ridiculous speed, okay? I wanted ridiculous speed. He said, no, we're going warp speed. And now he fucking killed everybody. DNA contamination. Came from China, okay? He came from China. And who does he think he is, huh? Lied to me, lied to the public. This guy's got to go. He's going to do that shit, and then he's like be in chains, and then there's going to be a dope-ass trial. They have no idea that's all going to happen as soon as the Republicans win. It's going to be on. You're going to see some incredible theater in the Senate and in the House of Congress. It's so crazy that right now the Supreme Court overturned a lower court's decision to not let Texas, because Texas was ready to go to civil war with everybody over this shit, because they weren't allowed to arrest illegal immigrants, illegal aliens in their own fucking backyards. And the feds ready to fucking like fuck with them. Supreme Court overturns that and says, hey, you can arrest those illegal people now and secure the border as per the Constitution. It's literally in there about the federal government's job is to secure the border against invasion. And they said, okay, great. And then a lower court than the Supreme Court said, nuh-uh, you're not allowed to do that. We're overturning it. We're in an upside down world where the appellate court thinks it overrules the Supreme fucking court. Have fun, muggles. Have fun in that fucking labyrinth maze of horse fucking shit. That is crazy. That is witch doctor shit trying to happen right now. Like, that's how desperate the Death Eaters are. Like, there's little pockets of them and they're infighting. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. And if and when the you know, like CIA, NSA, all of them, and some poor bastard has to like listen to this fucking show to detect whether or not I'm actually hitting it on the head and like revealing programs like Operation Paperclip or Rainbow or fucking, Stargate program, Looking Glass, these kind of keywords, they go, brrr, the little AI thing goes, oh shit, he's trying to tell muggles about wizard stuff. Brrr, and it, you know, so some asshole is be like, hey, there's a dossier now on this fucking idiot named Mr. Woo Woo in San Diego. And he's talking about, she's a metaphysician, whatever. Just listen to his show and see if we got to like code this guy, if we got to start scoping on him and creating a file on him. Okay, great. So that poor bastard has to listen to this shit and just be told the same shit he already knows. The CIA don't work for you. The FBI don't work for you. The government as it exists today don't work for you. They're trying to give your sovereignty to the fucking World Health Organization. They're trying to be like, oh, yeah, these guys can overrule the sovereignty of Americans. Yeah, a group of old rich people just like, hey, we're going to try to, even though they don't have the authority to or the ability, trying to give your power away to large multinational organizations that are run by dark wizards like Klaus Schwab. Like, fuck that shit. This is an era for you to shine. This is an era to say no to that. Tell it in your own mind with full force and ability. You have no power. Reclaim that power and then live a dope life here. Live a dope life here. And do it right now. Now is the fucking time. But that's the uncomfortable conversations. And thank God we have Twitter to have those on. No other social media that it's being censored like China right now, dude. The guys running that stuff are saying we should be like China. We should have 15-minute cities and having your faces scanned. That's crazy. That's some Dark Mirror shit. I ain't having it. I know you're not having it. I'd rather go rural. I'll turn into that Yellowstone fucking lifetime before I'm going to be like at a cafe getting my face scanned by some poor officer that's like 23 years old. It's like, sorry, dude, infringing on your constitutional rights again. Let me beep you. Let me read your barcode. Like, that's the life you want? Where the Supreme Court Justice Jackson, that new fucking lady, saying that the First Amendment hampers the government's ability to control people? Are you fucking joking? Man, muggles are fucked, dude. We're fucked if you don't start sending that magic. Start sending that I am present. Sending your version of the holy mental body, the Atma, at those forces. And saying, no, I will not fucking be a part of that bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, did you know there's a Trader Joe's podcast?
Oh my God.
What am I doing, right? What am I doing? They literally have a podcast and someone's probably listening to it. I will admit they probably have more listeners than me right now. But podcasting has gotten so nuts that someone is like a hippie grocery store. Like, God, I want to be a guest on that shit so bad. When I found out there was a Trader Joe's podcast, I immediately exploded into a ton of questions. Like, I'd have so many questions for you. And I would ask crazy shit. I think I would ask crazy shit because that's a crazy concept to be on. Like, that's like having a podcast about Beanie Babies. And I'm sure someone has one. God bless their heart. But you'd be like, why? Why is this? Why is this happening? Like, Trader Joe's, do this first. I was like, first off, do you need to grow a head full of dreads and get a leg tattoo in order to work here? That'd be my first question. Then I'd be like, why do your fruits and veggies suck? Okay, I have to go to Sprouts to get fruit and veggies and take two trips because, like, they haven't figured, I'd be like, you guys haven't figured that out yet. And this poor podcaster would be like, well, I'm not a fucking executive. I'm just supposed to talk about the, you know, how good the pork chops are and stuff. And I'd be like, yeah, we're going to talk about meat afterwards. But dude, what is with your fruit and vegetables? What the fuck is that, dude? In the area, you're in California is a plentiful place. This is unacceptable. The shit goes bad fast. They're withery and small. What have you not been to Sprouts and sent people there to be like, what are they doing different? Where are their buyers? Get that shit so I don't have to take two trips, bro. Secondly, I mean, why is your meat so overpriced? Like, cows are not an endangered species, and nor are pigs. Why does a steak cost $20? I could go to Outback Steakhouse and have them cook it for me and bring it to my table before I'd have to fucking go to Trader Joe's and buy one. I'd have so many. Hopefully it wouldn't be that big of a dick. And I'd, it's like, these are the uncomfortable conversations. How else are they going to become a better store, dude? How? There's more people on the fucking floor than there are customers in the store. Like, why is that a thing? Dude, I would ask Sprouts, and if there was a Sprouts podcast, I'd just be like, dude, I got a fucking grilling question for you. When the fuck did people that started, like, that stock the shelves, when did they stop working on a night shift? And now they have to be right next to me where the grapes are and where the fucking, like, I have to go around 13 employees and weave my way between them because they're restocking shelves. And I get it. You're trying to give the impression, look how busy our store is. It's full. That follows law of attraction principles. Great. But there's, Vons packs that shit in at night so I don't have to bump into 14 fucking people and or their dogs that work there where, you know, it's that kind of shit. Maybe I'm too old school, dude. And people are just used to weaving in and out of workers at the store that they're trying, excuse me. And you got to like reach over them again. Why is it so hard to get a night shift going? Why do you have to, you know, do that shit? You know, and that's, I'm sorry. I know that's fucking corny comedy, but you know, why does it have to be that way is the basis of a lot of, it's like, dude, like that's, I would ask Trader Joe's why they allow dogs that have like shit dingleberries hanging out of their ass, like allow them to walk up and down the aisle and no one says shit about it. Why is animals allowed food around food at all? At all. I'm that guy, dude. Get your dog the fuck out of that restaurant. I don't care if it's hypoallergenic, man. Stop bringing your little baby blankie around with you. Okay? Leave it in the car. Leave it at home. No, but it has complex human emotions. Like, they can't possibly be away from us. At, you know, yes, it fucking can. It's a motherfucking dog. If you left it out in a doghouse all day, it would possibly eat its own shit and not care. Take naps. You think it's there anxiously going, God, where's mom? No. No. Because you didn't have a human child, you don't know that. No, a dog does not have that kind of thing. Damn, that's a controversial take. All the dog people are going to be mad. I don't care. Don't bring your fucking dogs around our food. You want to do that shit? Do it around your food. Do it around your food. Not everyone likes your dog. You like your dog. Veruca. Okay. Even though Don Lemon, it will forever be Veruca Salt, and that is hysterical that Elon called him that. How many of you dog owners are real Veruca Salts? How many of you, if you were honest with yourself, where you'd be like, fuck, I am a selfish piece of shit when it comes to this fucking dog, you know? I'm just going to thrust this fucking thing in everyone's reality, whether they like it or not, whether they want it or not. You know? If you're that person, realize that person isn't a good person. Just so you know, leave your fucking dog in the car. Leave him in the house. Leave him at home. Go be a big boy or a big girl and go do human tasks in society without bringing your baby blanket with you. Okay? Life's harder than that. There's people dying all over the world of starvation and warfare. And you're like, oh God, I just can't. Yeah, you can. Maybe no one's ever told you, like a big brother or a parent. Yes, you can. You're stronger than that. Okay? And reality's harder than that. Go face it, like a big boy or a big girl. Okay? That's what spring's all about. Be a big boy. Big, big girl. Rolling grass, you know? Don't be not childish, too. But fuck, stop being so fucking weak. That shit happens. People used to, you know. I realized in the previous eras, everyone dealt with that weakness with alcohol. You know, that's why it's like two or three generations of, you know, parents, uncles, aunties, grandparents that are just fucking pounding drinks to kind of like. And now we got like pills and whining online. But it's like, dude, like life is only as hard as you're making it in your own mind. You know, you don't need crutches. Or you should at least actively try to get those crutches out from under your armpit and walk instead of limp as a human being. Yeah. Sorry if that was harsh for anyone listening to that. Wasn't meant to be. It's maybe a wake-up call that you're not as old as you think you are. You're not as helpless and weak as you think you are. And maybe you should at least push your boundaries and challenge yourself. Try that. Now that the light is emerging and becoming stronger than the darkness. If you need assistance in that, I've come across some fun stuff this week. I will go in my house, you know, turn on YouTube, and then I will put on sound baths, you know, like solfeggio, hertz frequencies and stuff like that, and they alter your chemistry. They're lovely. You should try them. They're great to just kind of like sit there, close your eyes, and hold your hands open, and have sound bath come out of your, you know, either your headphones or your TV. It's marvelous. You'll be tingly. It'll aid whatever meditation you're attempting to. And I know everyone listening to this meditates. But, yeah. It needs to happen. It's like maybe getting it, you know, getting into vibration. That's the most primordial magic there is like vibration and tone. So getting into sound healing is dope. Get a drum. Play a flute, dude. You know, buy some chimes or some hippie shit, you know, buy, you know, I got tuning forks, I have ting shaws. These are all different kinds of like instruments of sound. They're all lovely. They're really awesome. You should all get into them if you can. And, yeah. Oh, speaking of spring, a sudden jump in topic and emphasis. If it's now baseball time, then it's just like my favorite time, right? This is what I like about spring. Because I'm not really, I resonate more with like summer and winter a lot more, maybe even fall. But spring is the one I'm like least into as far as like, okay, we're here, we're in March, fuck, all right, cool. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, baseball, it's back. Who's the hypocrite of the week? Me, because in another episode I was talking about like, oh, I'm getting rid of my Major League Baseball package. They put the clock on there, and I have to look at the goddamn clock while I'm watching the, you know, baseball pitches. Well, I'm back, pitches. I'm back. And, yeah, I bought that fucking Major League Baseball package because Shohei Ohtani just joined my Dodgers, and it's going to be a, as Trump would say, a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. Right up into the playoffs, and then hopefully they don't, you know, fizzle out due to injury. Yeah. You know, we'll see how the pods do. May go to a game or two. Dodgers won game one in Korea. It's fun. It's fun watching Shohei Ohtani right then. Then it's like Mookie Betts and then Freddie Freeman. I still can't believe they're on my team. It's so great. But yeah, it has been wonderful. And I got a Major League Baseball package to watch all of those lovely games. I'd recommend you do something for yourself. Spend $150 on yourself. You know, treat yourself to something you love. Huge bag of weed. You know, going on a trip, and you know, go out to fucking blow it out, you know, give yourself, get that extra shit on top of it and get the, you know, the steak to go, get the sides, get everything. It's spring, baby. We're accelerating. Pretty soon I'm going to be having more wonderful guests on, and in a month or two, I'm going to the Super Bowl of all celebrations, the WESEC celebration up at Mount Shasta. Mrs. Woo Woo will be a guest multiple times. We're going to be doing ceremony, meditations, till our brains ooze out of our fucking ears and noses. It's going to be freaking awesome. And we love that energy. And really, we love you. Ultimately, and if no one's told you this for a very long time, or at least in some time, I love you, dude. I love you. You're awesome. I love you. I genuinely send that to you. And I pray that your fondest dreams, if it doesn't harm anyone or any aspect of creation, I hope they come true. Instantly manifest. Perfectly manifest. May everything you love be blessed. I love you, and I'm grateful for you and to you. And this is Mr. Wu signing out. Peace and aloha.